Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. A huge show today, a federal election post-mortem and other issues with my co-host, Tass. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. And it's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTIQ radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, online, and of course via podcasts, including Spotify. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca, good morning, and on behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present, future and emerging. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Tass. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Pretty good.
You're feeling buoyant and relaxed and happy?
Well, post-election, looking at the figures that the government's returned, federal government's returned, with two seats more than they had in 2016... So Labor's vote collapsed in Queensland and a number of other seats. They didn't win the seats they thought they would. There's a lot of discussion as to why it happened. And you might recall when we spoke with the Shadow Treasurer on the program about franking credits, and I put forward the view that the policy was too ambitious and that everything else government and oppositions do in a policy sense, they put a household income assessment.
So you think that particular issue is what drove the Labor vote down?
I don't think it's the only issue. I'm not going to discount...
I think it's a significant issue.
I think it's a significant issue.
What are the other issues?
Well, let me just say with that, if you look at policy in terms of being really soft or being really hard on a scale of 1 to 10, I think the franking credits, the negative gearing and the capital gains tax was a 10. I think the electorate was only prepared to go to 6 or 7. So I think it was too much, too far, too soon. I think whilst climate change, a lot of people wanted to make it an issue, I'm not sure it was. Certainly for the other side of politics, how it's reflected in their policies.
So what else drove the Labor vote down, Macca?
I think in Queensland, the mirage that is Adani. And considering another mine of similar size was approved during the election campaign, got no coverage at all. So Adani's, you know, become like the lightning rod for this sort of stuff.
It's become symbolic more than
symbolic,
anything else, hasn't it?
I think, you know, I don't want to enter into the personalities of it. A lot of people want to blame Bill Shorten, that the community didn't warm to him. And a lot of Labor folks since then pretty much have been... I wouldn't say tipping a bucket on him, but, you know, oh, well, you know, people didn't warm to him and, you know, the policy was this and everyone, you know, in Labor who's coming out saying, oh, we need to reassess this, you know, Chris Bowen, oh, we need to re-engage with people of faith.
There was a very strong view, Macca, that, you know, Bill Shorten didn't have the same sort of appeal. No, not so much cut through, but appeal. And in fact... The government worked very hard at continuing to... demonise him. And at the end of the day, I think a lot of Labor folk assumed that the strength of the policies was what was going to get them over the line. But in fact, some of the policies actually were counterproductive. And the Bill factor, the Bill Shorten factor, yeah, I think, was another contributing factor.
I agree. Look, there's a lot of factors there. The fact that almost a quarter of the electorate had voted by election day.
Yeah, sure.
The fact that a large portion of the mainstream media was very anti-Labor. And, you know, that the government ran a very effective campaign. And
well, was it the government or was it Scott Morrison?
Well, it was Scott Morrison, and you know, so
it's almost a one-person show.
You know, at the end of the day, and let's be franking about this.
Pardon the pun, Macca.
The government being returned, for me, actually will make a difference to my retirement income of more than $10,000 a year.
Yes, you've consistently talked about that.
Now, you know, I was prepared to sacrifice that on the basis that I thought the policy was right. I did say I thought it went too far. So, you know, people can't accuse me of having self-interest in supporting that policy because it would have cost me a lot of money. But I think the reality is we have, you know, the government is back, you know. Their passage of legislation through the Senate is going to be difficult, but it's not going to be as hard as it was in the last Parliament. We've already seen, you know, that the tax changes that were promised during the campaign won't happen on the 1st of July. And the government has apparently just discovered that the Parliament needs to sit to pass those. Well, of course, we knew that. And they knew that it was unlikely the Parliament would sit. You've got to have the return of the writs from each of the states. And there's a whole process to go through. I mean, effectively, the government isn't a caretaker government, but the government is not fully sworn in yet. And the existing senators will sit until the 1st of July. But it's important to remember, at the end of the day, I look at some of the comments by some of Federal Labor, and quite frankly, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed, you know, that all of a sudden this policy that they all agreed to in caucus, right, years ago, and they've supported it for months and months and months, and up until Saturday night it was the policy. Now all of a sudden, you know, it's a bucket of poop, right? And, you know, also the discussion about religious freedoms and engaging with communities of faith by Chris Bowen. You know what? This is code, Tass. This is code for we actually, this is how I take it, we actually are going to go for a ride on this, and we're going to throw some people to the wolves because we want to win government. We actually don't care about religious freedom. We want to win government. And you know what? Macca, it makes me sick.
So, Macca,
you hear that, Labor people? It makes me sick. It's piss week, and you're selling us out. You're selling out the policy that you supported for 3 years, right? Sure, the vote was down. Think about the consequences of having watered down piss weak discriminatory policies.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.